Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time to head out to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We say good morning to Von Miller, Commander's Edge Rusher. Listen to Von's podcast, Free Range, on the Odyssey app or download it wherever you get your pods. Von, what's up? How are you? How was the bye week for you?
Howdy, guys. How's it going?
Hey, good.
I was in Dallas with the fam.
Nice.
Nothing special or nothing cool. I was just, you know, kicking it with my kids and family back in Dallas.
All right. Do you have like a nice home in Dallas? Is it a ranch? Is it a farm setup? Because we know you're into like the free range chickens. That whole thing is a passion of yours. What's your home setup in Dallas like?
No, man, I just got a condo. You know, the market is crazy in Dallas right now. I want to build soon, but right now I just got a condo, just trying to figure it out.
All right, so your dream home is going to be in your home state of Texas.
Yep. You know, my mom always told me too. You know, if you want to make God laugh, start making plans. You know, I want to be in Texas, but it could easily be, you know, here in D.C. or back in Denver or, you know, wherever.
Okay, he's so flexible.
So I know you're a football junkie. You're a sports junkie, but you're a football junkie. So you're with the fam. So are you like with the kids, or are you sitting down there and you're really consuming like 8, 10, 12 hours of football on Sunday?
Watching, are you saying like if I'm not playing?
Yeah, like on a bye week.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I would like to do both. You know, yeah. I would like to try to. You know, I got a 4-year-old, and you know, my youngest son, he'll be 3 in February. So I got 2 little boys. In a perfect world, I would like for us all to sit down and watch football.
Watch together.
But it's hard to get. It's hard to get them to pay attention to it. But yeah, in a perfect world, yeah, we would all sit down and watch Red Zone on one TV and have like a specific game on another, and like multicast on another TV.
So Von, say the Commanders have a game in the evening, a primetime game, and there's a game from Europe, whether it's England, Germany, whatever, that you're obviously not playing in. Are you going to wake up at 9 o'clock and watch the 9:30 Eastern kick of the Europe game and then just watch until you have to leave for your game?
Yeah, I mean, I love football. So whenever it comes to, you know, football and I can, you know, watch whatever it is, I'm up watching it. If that's 9:30, I'm already up. I get up around, you know, 8 on game days, so I'm watching that, and then I'll watch the games after that leading up to our primetime game, you know, Sunday night.
As a guy who's been in the league for many, many years and is a football junkie, we were having a discussion about teams that are under center versus teams that are under shotgun. What is harder to defend for you?
I mean, if you got a solid running game, you know, both of those work. You know, you can have a solid running game out of shotgun. You can have a solid running game out of under the center. You know, that play action element is really hard on pass rushers, especially when you have an effective running back or a running game. So I think it's just depending on the type of running game that you have. Like, it's, you're not fooling nobody if you can't run the ball and you get under center. So it's, or you, they know exactly what you're about to do. So I think that element of surprise is always hard on pass rushers in the secondary. And obviously linebackers too, when you're able to get them up tight to a line of scrimmage, it opens up, you know, routes behind them. So it just depends on the running game, what you're able to run offensively.
Hey, Vaughn, you're not going to get caught up in your feels, are you, when you look across the line of scrimmage this weekend and you see that old Denver Broncos logo that you played for so many years, right? That's not going to affect you, is it? Let's hope it doesn't.
I'll be lying and saying if I said I don't have a special place in my heart for the Denver Broncos, that's obviously there. Mm-hmm. But this is my third time. This is, you know, my third time playing the Denver Broncos since I left. So, you know, it's a lot has changed since I was there. You know, a lot is different, but that love is still there. You know, obviously I'm playing for the Commanders and I want to win the game. I want to have success against my old team. But I still, you know, love those guys over there. Cortland Sutton is one of my good friends, and Gary Bowes is one of my good friends. Patrick Surtain, I was there when he got drafted. So I still got, you know, a lot of connections over there. I'm not about to cry and won't be able to play in the game because I'm so emotional. That's not going to happen, though.
What Denver Broncos quarterbacks have you sacked as members of other teams? I know you know the pelts that you have on your wall.
Yeah, I have not had a sack against the Denver Broncos.
That's a gap in your resume.
Well, this is the perfect week. This means you're going to have like two against Bo Nix. I love to hear that, actually.
Hey, I'm curious, Vaughn. So you get drafted by the Broncos in 2011. Prior to that, you grew up in Texas. You played college football in Texas. What was the cold like and the snow like for you in those early years?
I thought I knew what cold was, but I really didn't. Like, a cold game for us was 20 to 25 degrees, 30 degrees. When I went to Denver is where I really got introduced to cold weather. And then going to Buffalo is really where I had, you know, a good relationship with cold weather. I like it cold. I think as bad as we can get the elements and still have traction, that falls into the type of game that I want to play.
Did you ever miss a practice because you're like stuck in the snow?
And Buffalo?
Or Denver?
Denver, it didn't really snow as much. I don't think as a member of the Denver Broncos, we ever got a snow day. In Buffalo, I mean, we had about, it's probably like three or four practices a year that we had to stay home and just, you know, watch and do like practice on Zoom or whatever. But it wasn't really that bad in Denver. You know, we have about 300 days of sunshine in Denver. That's with all four seasons. So it snows in Denver, but it doesn't really stick. And Buffalo is where it really gets crazy.
Hey, Vaughn, I should know this, but I don't off the top of my head. In the cold weather, are you a long sleeves under your jersey guy or no?
I mean, I wear long sleeves whether it's hot or cold. So I'm just a long sleeve guy. It doesn't matter about the elements. It could be 90 degrees. I'm going to have sleeves on. It could be, you know, 5 degrees, I'm going to still have sleeves on.
Why is that when it's hot? Why do you like it when it's hot?
Well, for one, I'm allergic to grass. I got asthma and I'm allergic to grass. So that really plays in the playing good football.
What else are you allergic to? Anything other than grass and, that's the top line.
Just
grass?
Yeah, maybe just cats?
Cats? What about cats or dogs?
No pets.
Horses?
No, it's just,
rabbits?
It's just, no animals. It's just grass. No food allergies, anything like that.
Drugs, penicillin.
He just told you only grass.
I feel like I need to know all these things about.
That's
Vaughn.
Crazy. We're getting to know Von Miller. Hey, Von, this is something we were talking about before. What is Von Miller's stance on dudes who wear pajama pants like to work or to the airport or something like that?
They don't wear them to work. I mean, the radio doesn't count.
I'm not really like a pajama. I'm not really like a pajama guy. I like wearing sweats to the airport and to work and stuff like that. But not really like a pajama guy. They're pretty thin too, so they don't really have like the you know, the comfiness that I'm looking for. I'm a sweat guy.
Hey, right. Vaughn, like after last night's game between the 49ers and Panthers, there was a little skirmish between Juwan Jennings and I believe Trevor Moehrig from the Panthers, because Moehrig apparently punched Jennings in, you know, below the belt during the game, and then, you know, he got his vengeance after the game was done. Do you wear a cup during a game? I know it's a very invasive and personal question, but like, do you wear that sort of protection during a game? And if not, why not?
Yeah, I've been in the league 15 years and I play with so many different guys, and I have never wore a cup, and nor am I aware of anybody, you know, wearing a cup on the football field. I think that's kind of like, I don't know, I think that's kind of like too much. I don't know. In my 15 years, even in college and in high school, like, even in Little League, I have never been aware of, you know, anybody wearing a cup or me.
Well, you've definitely taken some shots to that part of your body, 100%. I mean, playing all these years of football.
You really don't. It's crazy because this, you really don't have that type of problem. You know,
you don't get like a running back helmet in your nads.
Well, what about at the bottom of a pile? There's got to be some dirty player that's just trying to like knock you out of a game.
Let me knock on wood, and you know, in my 26 years of football, Little League included, I have had one or two instances where I had to, you know, recover from something like that, and you know, it's very, very rare.
Okay. Hey, you learned something.
All right, so let's get to the defense. Obviously, you guys made a switch where Dan's calling the plays and Joe Witt is back up in the booth. Did you feel there was a difference for you guys?
You know, honestly, no, man. I didn't feel a difference. To me, our problems are not, they don't fall on the coach's shoulders. That's just my opinion. I feel like, you know, the problems that we're having, it's within the players, and it's for us to figure out. There is no magic call. There is no magic scheme. I've always felt like DQ has done a great job coaching, and Coach Witt has done a great job coaching. I when he came down to the field, I didn't see a difference there. I didn't see a difference when he was in the booth. You know, I don't think that's where our problems lie, whether we had a defensive coordinator on the field or not, or whether DQ is calling the plays. The problems that we're having are within the players, and it's us on the players to really figure that out.
Is it in the players making mistakes or in the players' capabilities?
Yeah, I'm sure it's definitely mistakes, whether it's me on one play and then, you know, the very next play it's another guy, and then it's another guy on this play, and it's another guy on this play. You know, it's kind of like that, you know, we got to find ways to be solid for consistent plays on the football field. It's not a scheme thing, in my opinion. I think the problems fall, you know, on the same thing as with the special teams too in the offense. Like, it's this guy on this play, this guy on that play, instead of just having consistent plays where everybody is solid. I don't think it's not a coaching, you know, call or play caller issue that we're having, in my opinion.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Talking to Von Miller from the Washington Commanders. He's at 4.5 sacks. All right, so let's preview your next opponent. You guys
is
are playing
four,
on...
Is it four or five?
Oh, let's double check.
Ooh, I thought you had 4.5.
We're going to double check that.
I got you at five. I got
okay,
you at five.
We're five.
Yeah, don't slight
okay.
the man. Don't take his half sack.
Sorry. I just need three. I just need three to be in the top 10. You know, that half sack, that'll be 3.5 that I need.
Something tells me there's a financial incentive tied to some of those numbers, too.
No, I think I don't think that's what... I think he's doing this for legacy, right? I think that's what you care
yeah,
about.
Yeah, I mean, that bonus, I mean, that's there, and that's all good, but it's not like something that I'm like going in the game thinking like, hey man, let me go ahead and get this. Like, that's just part of the contract that I signed, which is all good, and I would like to get that too. I'm not saying I don't want that. I definitely, you know, want that. But for me, what is more important is the legacy part mm-hmm. of it. You know, I got this season and these six games right now. You know, I want to play next year. But I mean, who knows, you know, what would happen with that. So all I have is the present moment right now to be able to do what I can.
So what do you see on film from the Denver Broncos offense? You got a second-year quarterback in Bo Nix. You mentioned your friend, one of the weapons on the outside for him. What do you see in Denver?
Man, those guys are solid all over, and it's definitely led with Bo Nix. And, you know, I think guys really underestimated speed, man. You know, he's not like Lamar Jackson or anything like that, but he's definitely up there. And he can throw, he can pass, he has moxie, you know, as guys would say. You know, he has this confidence about him. The offense definitely runs through him. They got a solid run game. Offensive line is definitely a weapon for those guys too. And Courtland Sutton, he's having an amazing season as well. So really every single position group on that offense, they're doing a really good job.
What's going on with your guy, Myles Garrett? He's going to have like 30 sacks at this pace.
Yeah, Myles Garrett is going crazy. I think he had 3 sacks this week and then 4 sacks the week before, then 5. After that, it's insane. Like, you know, he came in the league 6 years after me, and I think he's only 14 sacks behind me. So I gotta get as many
yeah,
sacks
better,
as I can.
Yeah, you better hurry up, Vaughn,
if you want to stay in the top 10.
I got to get as many sacks as I can, and I got to get deep in the top 10. I got to get to like 6 to stay in the top 10. So,
hey,
you know, that's
Vaughn, how does that work with your, I mean, I'm sure you know what packages and play calls you're in, right? Do you, like, are you like a kid in high school or something who's just like standing right next to the coach, like I'm available, like get me in more type thing? Or like, how does that work?
Yeah, that's exactly it. And, you know, obviously I can play the run. Mm-hmm. I can play the run. I can do all this stuff too. But we obviously got guys that do that better. And, you know, if it's a guaranteed rundown or something like that, then you want guys that can, you know, mm-hmm. play that, you know, to the best of our ability. Not saying that I can't do it, because I definitely can do it. And I'm definitely on the sideline, like chomping at the bit to get in there.
Do you say anything?
Like I said before.
Or do you stand there?
No. No, we all got I got an open communication with DQ and Coach Tapp. But I mean, all of these games that we've been in, we've been down. Like, you know, I'm able to play my best, and my superpowers really come to life when we're defending in the lead mm-hmm. and we're up by 10 points or two scores, where we can just anticipate the snap count and jump the snap count and you know, be athletic at the top of the rush and do all of these things. Like, you know, the game is close and, you know, they're running the ball. They got play action on top of that. And, you know, we're down by 17 points. You know, that's really not a
play. It's a nightmare for you, actually, trying to chase sacks.
Yeah, it's a nightmare trying to, you know, get in there and do what I can do. You know, so that's just the type of situation that we've been in the last, you know, 6 games.
Last question. I know we got to run. Are you shocked that this team is in this position it is right now?
I would say, like, I'm super optimistic all the time. So coming here to the Commanders, I was super optimistic on, you know, the type of season that we could have. You know, we just went to the NFC Championship last year. One of the best quarterbacks in the league. We got one of the best wide receivers in the league. Offensive line with Laremy Tunsil and Josh Compton. Like, we had all of these weapons, and, you know, just slowly it's just like this injury bug just just started to like just bite us. At first it was, you know, Dietrich Wise and Austin Eckler, which were two huge weapons for us. And then, you know, it was Terry and Jaden, and then Jaden came back. It was, you know, it was, you know, I haven't been looking like, I wouldn't say I'm surprised because I haven't been looking up like, dang, like I was expecting this or expecting that out of this season. But the injury bug just kind of like slowly like just took its toll on our team. And, you know, that's never an excuse, you know, because other teams have to deal with that as well.
But it's a fact.
But we, but we've really been hit hard, and that changes the way that, you know, we talked about play calling earlier. That changes the way you call plays. It changes the schemes that you can put out there. You know, this is a super competitive league and a super competitive division. And, you know, the injuries that we've had have been you know, they've been extreme, man. And, you know, season ending injury after another. And it's just been tough to really rebound from that and play the type of ball that we can. But we still can't do it. And we have found ways to be competitive in these games. We just haven't been able to get the outcome that we want to have the type of season that we want.
All right. Well, hopefully it's a good outcome against the Broncos. We'll talk to you again next week. Thanks for the time, Vaughn. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey, I appreciate you guys. Thank you, pal.
That's Vaughn Miller, Commander's Edge Rusher. Listen to his podcast, Free Range, on the Odyssey app, or download it wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, Commanders fans, this is for you. Level up with the brand new AAA Commanders MVP membership. You get all the benefits of AAA, such as 24/7 roadside assistance, plus chances to win game tickets, access to exclusive team events and experiences, along with 15% off Commanders gear at the online pro shop. Already a AAA member? Add the Commanders MVP membership for free. Go to AAA.com/Commanders to upgrade or join the squad and put your fandom in drive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.